From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another attack in Bangladesh. The sound of rescue workers as they haul victims into medical facilities in Bangladesh. Militants launched attacks during the Eid al-Fitr celebrations Thursday in a town north of Dhaka, killing at least four people, including two policemen, and wounding several other people. The attack, described as involving homemade bombs and sharp weapons, comes less than a week after Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on a Dhaka cafe that killed 20. President Obama Wednesday announced his intention to keep 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the end of his presidency in January to train and advise Afghan forces and combat al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremists.
The security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. Even as they improve, Afghan security forces are still not as strong as they need to be. With our help, they're still working to improve critical capabilities such as intelligence, logistics, aviation, and command and control. At the same time, the Taliban remains a threat.
Mr. Obama said they've gained ground in continued attacks and suicide bombings. He had initially planned to reduce the number of U.S. troops. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Rwanda yesterday, where he visited the Kigali Memorial Center, where more than a quarter million people out of at least 800,000 victims of the 1994 genocide are buried in mass graves.
My people know the pain of genocide as well. And this is a unique bond that neither one of our peoples would prefer to have.
The Israeli leader on a four-nation tour is pursuing closer security and trade ties with Africa. This is VOA News.